So welcome back to another episode of the Fever 20 News Show podcast. Today we are talking about some very, very important topics, and we're just going to be talking about some general updates and stories that occurred this week in the world of Fever 20. So this is a follow-up from my story last week. Last week I spoke about a Fever 21 scan for Columbus Crew and also some other MLS clubs. So if you want to check that video out, you can check it out on last week's episode. But I've got some more evidence now of the Columbus Crew scan. They put out like a little video on their Instagram page, and there was one frame of a player in the EA booth, and that was Zella Rayan. Yeah, we've basically confirmed that this team is getting scanned. I think my last episode had about two players from the club. Now we've got a third one here. And yeah, I presume the whole club got scanned, plus some other clubs as well. That's what I was told last week anyway. So this week we had some more information revealed about the Copa Libertadores DLC update. This is coming on the 3rd of March, and the website did get updated with some extra info. There's also some trailers that got released as well, and some content in the YouTube world. So we'll take a look at everything you need to know right now. So we're going to start with this webpage. So this is on the FIFA website. It says, experience the breathtaking intensity of the CONMEBOL Libertadores as South America's biggest club competitions come to Fever 20 in a free content update on PS4, Xbox One and PC, available March 3rd, 2020. So it's about 2 weeks away, and also this is basically like the Champions League of South America. There's also the Europa League of South America getting added as well, and the Super Cup of South America getting added in this update. So there's the trailer that we saw a few months ago. It says, from the streets to the stadium, the Libertadores has been sending the most football-mad continent on Earth into delirium for more than 50 years. This is the world's most intense club football tournament, told through the lens of one remarkable story. Now, we all have seen the updates over the last few weeks, have been preparing for this tournament, getting added into the game. We've seen South American clubs get new faces, and that's basically what it's for. It's for this DLC update. It says, lead historic teams from across the continent like River Plate, Boca Juniors, Flamengo, Racing Club, Independiente, Millonarios, and Universidad Católica to the pinnacle of South American club football in the new Libertadores tournament and kickoff modes. So there's going to be a kickoff mode similar to probably what they've done with the Champions League in kickoff, where you can play like a final or a semi-final or something. And then we have the Libertadores tournament, which is basically what they did with the Champions League as well. If you want to do a full tournament outside of crew mode, you can do that. There'll be an option available for you. Now, another interesting thing, River Plate was not licensed before this update. They were only licensed in PES. Boca Juniors, they were only licensed in PES. Flamengo as well. Those three clubs are now going to be licensed. They're going to have their real names, but there is an issue with the player names for these clubs, and I'll talk about that soon. So yeah, we've got three licensed teams now, probably some more coming as well. It says, the heated competition of CONMEBOL action comes alive in tournament and kickoff mode with two new stadiums. So there is confirmed to have two new stadiums, authentic match presentation, branding, pitch props, and new head scans that immerse you in the sights and sounds of South American club football. So I think the Maracanã could be one of them. I'm not 100% sure though. And then for Ultimate Team, of course, they're going to do some Ultimate Team stuff. It says, get the ultimate connection to the Libertadores with custom content in FIFA 20 Ultimate Team. Enjoy select special items and themed in-game content that connects you to the Libertadores as you assemble your dream squad. So there's probably going to be icons, SBCs, and all that kind of stuff. You know, the usual stuff. It says, lead your team to glory. Take your team to CONMEBOL Libertadores, Sudamericana, which is like the Europa League, and Recopa, which is like the Super Cup, in Fever 20 career mode. So in career mode as well, there's going to be the Libertadores, there's going to be the Sudamericana, and also the Recopa, integrated into career mode now, if you start a new one probably. Enjoy authentic competition structures, branding, stadium dressings, dynamic news, UI, and more with integration of all three tournaments. So that's good news for career mode people. Then it says that this content is available for download March 3rd, and that's basically it. But let me know if you care about this. I think this is more for South American people. The European people got their Champions League already, Europa League already. This is only useful, I guess, if you want to try a South American club in career mode, but it's good to have more licenses in the game anyway, good to have more faces, so it caters to the whole world at the same time. So it looks like the Racing Club Stadium is one of the new stadiums coming to the game. It says in this tweet from EA Sports Football Latin America, it says, now you can live your passion as a fan on the court of Racing Club, which is like the stadium, and it's called like the Cylinder or something. It's going to be available in the game starting March the 3rd. Attached to that was a trailer as well of the players from Racing Club playing in the stadium in FIFA 20. And in the stadium, you're going to see some graphics, some banners, some colors as well that represent the club. So this looks pretty cool. It's going to be a new stadium coming to the game with the update. So we'll talk about the Libertadores really soon. Again, I just wanted to break it up with this bit of information. So EA FIFA Direct came out on Twitter and put a quick connectivity and responsiveness update. As some of you have already seen, we've recently added 3 new FIFA data centers around the world and are currently tracking their performance and results. We also plan on releasing a pitch notes article in the future that will include more information on FIFA data centers. Stay tuned to this channel for more information when it is available. So it looks like they've placed 3 extra ones around the world now to help with, you know, online performance. We all know that the servers are a bit rubbish this year. A lot of lag, a lot of delay, and that's not acceptable with a game like this and the revenue that this game makes. So hopefully it makes a difference to certain people around the world, but I think more work needs to be done still. They also announced that there's going to be an in-game survey. They put out a tweet that said, "Hey folks, some of you will be seeing a new in-game survey for about a week. The results from this survey will help us with our ongoing responsiveness efforts by enabling us to analyze even more of your feedback. So keep on the lookout for a survey. Not all of us are going to get it, but some of us probably will." This week, there was also an announcement for a collaboration with EA and a TV show called Chapulín Colorado. I'm not really sure, never watched an episode, but apparently it's like the 50th year anniversary or something. They also put out a photo of 3 players and the kit that's going to be part of this collaboration. So that is basically the kit that's going to be an Ultimate Team. But on the left, there's a player there in the photo, and apparently this guy is generic in the game at the moment, but he's going to have a real face, as you can see from the photo. Now, this guy is called Sebastian Cordova. He plays for Club America, which is one of the partner clubs with EA, and they also got face updates in the last title update, I think. So this guy is probably one of the players that got scanned, but they didn't add him into the game yet, and he could be coming probably with the Copa Libertadores DLC update. So there's probably more face scans on the way, judging by, you know, what this photo means, but we'll see what happens. There's definitely one player face that got confirmed now. So we're back with some more Libertadores information, and this is not good news. So we started the video with good news about this DLC, but now we have reached the bad news, and this is about the licensing issue that has been carrying on now for a few weeks. And I spoke about this in depth last week about Brazilian clubs potentially being generic because they have exclusive contracts with Konami. Now, the official confirmation about this stuff is that the Brazilian teams will have licensed names and badges, but the players in those teams will have generic names. So I found one of these articles here from this website, and basically it says, "Clubs question CONMEBOL about the presence of brands in the game FIFA. South American entity's contract with EA hurts Konami's previous exclusivity. Corinthians, Palmeiras, Sao Paulo, Atletico and Atletico MG notified CONMEBOL after the entity responsible for South American football closed the partnership with the company EA Sports to license Libertadores and the Copa Sudamericana within the game FIFA 20. The teams questioned the concession of the commercial exploitation right of their names, shields, uniforms and images of the players to the American studio, since the teams mentioned already have exclusive contracts with Konami, producer of PES, which is a game competing with FIFA. In the letter addressed to the Confederation, the clubs affirmed that in order to compete in the entity's tournaments in the 2019 and 20 seasons, they were required to sign a document called a letter of compliance. It determines, among other issues, the transfer of intellectual property for unrestricted use in video games." So when you qualify for this tournament, you have to sign an agreement that says basically that you allow the rights of your club to be in a FIFA game because FIFA has the partnership with the tournament. So even if you signed a previous agreement with Konami, if you want to participate in this tournament in real life, you have to agree to this, otherwise you are not allowed. So this is basically what's going to be happening. You're going to have the Brazilian teams, but generic athletes in those teams. So we've got Palmeiras with the logo, with the name. But if you take a look at these names here, it's pretty much an unlicensed team. So it also says that the clubs were only aware of the licensing to FIFA after they put it on their website in November last year. And they did mention some Brazilian teams on the website back then as well. It's just one big conflict of interest now. And of course, Konami paid money for exclusivity, and now they don't have it besides the player names and probably likeness as well. So it says, "How can you prevent the club from participating in a real life event in a championship because it has previous agreements with exclusivity? That would be a restriction of freedom," he asks. So basically the whole issue is that some clubs guaranteed their exclusive licensing to Konami before they were aware that the Libertadores required them to actually hand over their rights to EA as well. So it's just one massive issue here between both parties, a big conflict of interest, and the problem is clubs have to agree, otherwise they can't participate in the real life tournament. So we'll see what happens with this, but for now it's going to be proper team names and kits and all that, but just generic athletes in the teams. If you're looking for a good example at the moment, just check out the Brazilian national team in FIFA 20. It's got generic fake players even though it is the proper Brazilian logo and all that kind of stuff. It'll be the same thing. But the Boca Juniors team will have licensed kits now, so every team participating in this is going to have licensed kits. Also on the kit, you're going to have the Libertadores patch, similar to the Champions League one on the side there. And then the broadcast package is going to be unique as well. It's going to have sponsors that are unique to the competition, like Qatar Airways. And then we've got the trophy of the Libertadores, so this is going to be the licensed trophy as well. All the stuff you would expect, including the licensed ball as well. That one is now in the game with the DLC. And then we've got the press conference room, which has all the sponsors in the background. It's got the branding as well. Looks very, very cool. And that's basically it. It's basically a tournament integrated into career mode and also into kickoff mode and that kind of stuff. So let's move on to some foot updates. The next big thing is the Shapeshifters promo. Players are getting new positions, significant ratings boosts, enhanced squad building options. So that's basically the promo in a nutshell. And there's also a team of Shapeshifters available in packs. It features 96 Messi, 91 Marcelo, 91 David Luiz, 90 Ben Yedder. There's Mertens, Mahrez, Lucas Moura, Kondogbia, Renato Sanchez, and a few more players right there. In terms of some notable SBCs added this week, they've got a Mkhitaryan one, which is part of the Shapeshifters promo. He is an 88 cam, and it's going for about 153,000 coins from scratch. And then we've got the big one, Neymar, player of the month for the French league. This guy has a value of 2.24 million. It's a 94 left wing card. So that one is obviously for the big ballers in Ultimate Team. Team of the Week 23 came out. It features a 90 Dybala, 86 Maguire, 90 Neuer, 86 Pepe, 90 Son, 82 Tevez, and much, much more. These guys are going to be in packs for a little bit longer. For those people that have Twitch Prime, you can claim a free pack. So you can earn an exclusive Twitch Prime 81 plus overall pack, including 4 rare gold player items and 1 81 plus overall item guaranteed. So that's pretty cool. There's also some new objectives for certain players. There's this Acuna card, and you got to do some things there to unlock the player. There was also a league player upgrade for Trossard, who's gone to an 87 card now. And that's pretty much it for Ultimate Team. Another week brings another mistake from EA. EA FIFA Direct's Twitter put out a thing that said, "Hey folks, some UEFA Europa League Road to the Final player items were incorrectly upgraded today. They're currently being reverted back to their correct ratings." And obviously this upset a lot of people. And one person wrote, "How are you planning to compensate the people who bought the upgraded items on the transfer market? Surely those people shouldn't be punished for your mistake." But yep, it's going to be reverted back to normal. But anyway, that's all for this week's podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you can leave me a review on iTunes or something, that would be helpful as well. It can boost it up the rankings. And also, if you want to support the content, there is a Patreon, patreon.com/vapexkarma. Any dollar amount does help me with the content that I make. So if you want to do that, you can do that. But anyway, I will see you next week. Thanks for being part of the podcast family.